The Grand Bazaar in Tehran is one of the most important social and business hubs in Iran. Built centuries ago, it serves as a lifeline for many Iranians. Throughout its turbulent history, it has seen several disruptions by war, civil unrest, and strikes. With the rise of e-commerce, the traditional Grand Bazaar also quickly adopted the new business style. But nowadays, shopkeepers here are struggling as internet disruptions push online business to the brink of collapse. Mohammad Reza Nadav has two shops in the bazaar. 3 years ago, he moved half of his business online.
We had a production line in our factory that was dedicated for e-commerce, but the crackdown on the internet stopped our business. Before that, we had 30 orders per day. Now, barely one or two. Our revenue has dropped by almost 90%. If this continues, I'll have to go for a layoff, and some of my employees will lose their jobs.
The Iranian government has been severely restricting internet access since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in police custody nearly a month ago, sparked widespread protest. According to some statistics, 11 million Iranians have online businesses of varying scales. About 9 million of them rely on Instagram. Iranians are now turning to virtual private networks or VPN to bypass the internet disruptions. The demand for VPN services has increased significantly since the protest began. But the use of VPNs in tightly restricted countries comes with its own challenges. It's not difficult for the governments to block the IP addresses of the VPN servers, as they can be found easily. And that's why in Iran, these open VPNs are only available for a short time before they are identified and blocked by the government. Iranian officials say the internet restriction is necessary because foreign governments are encouraging the protests and the country is facing an online war provoked by its enemies outside. But inside, it seems like a punishment.
My clients say their pages are not accessible. Instagram and WhatsApp are completely blocked. All the sales are now halted. People who rely on e-commerce have lost all their revenue and cannot even pay their bills. In this digital age, we're all connected. When I lose revenue, I can't buy products from others, and they cannot sell. This internet blockade has destroyed the market.
It's not clear if the Iranian government plans to continue the ban on social platforms once the protests end. However, with soaring prices, inflation at 45%, and an economy crippled by the years of sanctions, the collapse of online businesses here will likely make things worse. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.